Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Flats and Shanks podcast. I'm Flats, he's Shanks. I've got a really itchy throat because I'm sitting in still in a room full of very dusty furniture after a ceiling fell in next door. And Tommy, do you know the noise I make when I've got an itchy throat?
Like Bob Fleming.
Mate, I'll do it now because I've been doing it all. I'll do this, ready? It's like a snorting pig, but it gives my throat. You know when you itch your throat with the top of your tongue? That's not enough for what I need.
Fingers down there.
Oh, God. Gross.
Banana. Scratch it with a banana.
Oh, a hairbrush or something. Just a long hairbrush.
Tell you about the boarding school.
I forgot. I realized I had something to tell you last week that I forgot.
What?
My wife and I, marriage is great. We're very lucky. But we got one problem in our marriage, which is that, and everyone says, oh, same with me and my missus, same with me and my fella. It's like, no. I can't understand one in five things that Freya says. She speaks too quickly at the wrong volume. And she'll be right next to me and it'll be and literally her family and friends that are with us will be like, what was that? Her brother said to her recently, are they even words? What was that? But when I do it, because we live together, obviously, it happens minimum five times a day. So that is a lot. That's a lot of times. It probably 50 times a week on average, nothing. Three times today already, nothing. So if she's upstairs and I can't hear her, I now just try and ignore, but sometimes I can't help but say, no, nothing, not a word, or I usually swear. But she will say it's something from upstairs. Flats, yeah. Didn't get that. I was like, right, if you speak at the same language, at the same volume twice from a different room or floor, why do you expect it to be a different outcome? So anyway.
It does sound like put me through.
Eh?
Sounds like put me through.
Yeah. It's not that, sadly. But she's like, get your bloody hearing test. Get your hearing tested. You're deaf. Get your hearing tested. So I actually booked an appointment. Put me through. I booked an appointment at Specsavers on the quiet, and I went for a proper hearing test. Do you remember a Bath winger from the old days called Jim Fallon had long hair?
Yeah.
It was his wife, as it happens. And I had a proper hearing test in the booth with an iPad, looking in my ears and also testing my ears and all sorts of stuff. Because I needed proof once and for all, Tommy, whose fault this was.
Get your eyes done while you're at it.
Next week.
Where are you going there? Ear savers.
I didn't know. I just walked past. They had a little advertising A board out the front, whatever it's called. And I was like, yeah, right, I'll have one of those. Anyway, it turns out I have got the ears of a wolf. Amazing, incredible. She said, not only is it normal, you'd say it's probably what we would call perfect hearing.
You make like one as well.
Yeah, I bite like one and I share food like one.
My wife all sounds like this country Carrie Mucklow and her mum shouting up and down the stairs. That's why. Yeah. My crumpets don't have any holes in them. Turn them over. Oh, yeah. It's like that. She'll shout from like through four walls instead of just poking her head round a wall or a door and saying.
Yeah. I mean, at least you know what's coming. Like, at least you know what the words are. But like, I'll be in the, this morning, we're just both having toast at the same table, at Island, little island in our kitchen, you know, both having toast.
Lads, put me through.
She's like, so, put me through. But she's just like, I was like, mate, I said, I'm 3 feet away. 3 feet. And in the end, she didn't even say what she's going to say. We're both so pissed off with the situation. But now, you see, Tommy, now, because you think, well, in a healthy marriage, it's not about blame. It's about working together. No, no, it is not. It is her fault. I hear everyone else really well. You could say, as well as talking, I kind of, you're the same in certain roles. We listen for a living. So we're pretty good at it. So, sorry, I'm out. I'm not listening anymore. I'm not replying anymore.
What's bedtime stories like then?
She'll speak to the kids and she will speak at like 300 miles an hour to our toddler and with words that I have to stop and check myself to know, really think if I understand them. They're like so...
There'll be a record for this, mate. There will be a record for someone who's able to speak like super fast or be able to read a book super fast. I remember seeing a meme of a guy reading a book and it was a big book. It must have had like 300 pages and he's just gone flick some horse.
He does it
in about 10 seconds.
But this is fake speed reading. That's right.
It was fake.
That was the input that the robot, that your mother is a snowblower. Something five, isn't it? Data five or something like that.
Johnny five,
yeah. But it's like
short circuit,
that's it. But my wife's like a cross between Eminem and Fiona Bruce. Like she's like super fast but posh at the same time. Anyway, it's not my fault. And also it's now no longer my problem, which feels great.
Got a certificate up on the wall?
She said, do you want me to email it to you? I was like, yeah. Could you copy my wife in? And they're like, well, just send it to you and you can forward it on. I said, no. Could you copy my wife in? Because she won't believe me. She'll think I faked it. She'll think I fabricated this with a mate who's a graphic designer because I have done things like that before. She'll think I've got Mike to do it when I haven't. So
GCSEs,
it's real.
A-levels.
It's real. A-level French. But the best thing was, though, this is too much information, but do you want it?
Well, is it saucy information or is it?
No.
Is he going to put me off her?
It's nothing to do with her. It's me.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me about smelly poo or something. Go on. I'm ready.
They put cameras in your ears and you can see you can see on the screen what's in your ears. And I was like, look, hey, my cauliflower ear is a bit dodgy. So just be careful. Don't get a find in there. And that was like a porcelain tube. It was just immaculate in there. It was like, wow, that is the cleanest ear I've ever seen. Cause I watched loads of like, ingrown toenail, cyst, bot fly, earwax removals on Instagram. And then she went into my left ear and she was like, nothing in there. I said, what's that? She said, yeah, it's fine. That's a lump of wax, but that's not in the way. I was like, let's get it out. And she said, no, you've got to make a separate appointment for that. I don't do that. That won't affect your hearing. And if you want, you can make an appointment afterwards, but don't go home and do it yourself. And I got home. And I got Freya a pair of tweezers and a cocktail stick. She had a baby in one hand. I shone my phone torch into my left ear and said, get it out. I want it in my hand. So a little blueberry came out. And now I've got the cleanest ears in Europe.
Little moth came out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it was a great day. It was a great day. I'm having my eyes done next week. Oh.
Yeah. Mine are bad. Well, no, they're not that bad, but I obviously got to wear glasses. And contacts, which is a bit of a nightmare.
I was with Dricko on Saturday, and he obviously started wearing glasses.
Don't. He's ruined it for everyone. It's like if a couple of you buy the same top, and then someone wears their top like every day, and then it just, you associate the top with them, and you can't wear yours then.
Yeah.
He's like that with glasses now. He's ruined it for everyone. Like, not just wearing them now and again, once in a while. He's gone from wearing zero glasses on TV to never taking them off, to the point where I think they might be drawn on. And now I can't wear them.
Well, he didn't have them on when I got there. They're hanging on his cashmere sweater, you know? And they
even
were
worse.
Down there.
Even worse, because just put some on for TV then. Joke.
He said, this is what I didn't know. He said that he tries to leave it as long as possible in the day till he puts them on. Because once he puts them on, he has to keep them on. Because when he takes them off, his eyes are basically, they don't react to not having them on anymore. They're used to having them on really quickly. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. But why just put them on? Why fucking around?
I mean,
do your glasses would suit you? The little round little ones. They'd be amazing on you. Like Bernard Laporte. Those black framed.
Poirot, mate.
Tiny little black framed. Little hoops. Little hula hoops.
Little John Lennons, clear John Lennons. But I was thinking about maybe some like really thick black rimmed Ronnie and Reggie Cray ones, like that sort of style.
Fabien Gaultier.
Yeah. I mean, they just look really, they look like they'd be really annoying, like having windows with really thick beams across the middle. You know what I mean? Like,
It'd ruin your peripheral vision, wouldn't it? Because it's like skiing. You know, you just stop. But that obviously skiing is a reason because you're stopping the sun coming into the side of your eye. Whilst these ones, you know, if anyone calls you, be like an owl moving your head all the time.
But it's like if you've got, exactly. It's like if you've got a big black box, and it's a big black box, but one of the sides is glass. It's like sticking out on your head.
Yep.
But you can't see anywhere. You've got these massive rims.
Like diving goggles. Cool, but... Or goggles.
I might just get some ski goggles permanently, but I did, actually a couple of weeks ago, they said you want a sight test as well. I said, yeah, go on then. So the other day I did have a piece of paper in front of me and I just had to move it a tiny bit away to read it like an old man does. Only 2 inches, 3 inches away. And I thought, this is it. Yeah. I'm going to get some cool tortoiseshell glasses. I'm going to get what Dricko's got, but one better.
Better brand. It is a nightmare unless you get varifocals, because I got to take mine off to read my phone or read a book. But then I've got to put them back on to watch TV.
Oh, mate.
It's all right, mate. It's all right. It's part of my life now.
Do you go? If you're a little bit...
I mean, we're talking about something that, you know, might not even happen to you. So
no, eventually it will. But do you go 5 pairs of cheap glasses, and if you lose a set, it doesn't matter, and they've got them dotted everywhere, one in the car? Or do you go for a really posh pair and back yourself to take care of them?
Do you go for 5 cheap watches, or do you go for 1 expensive watch?
We don't lose your watches, do you? You don't take them off, or you're not taking them off 10 times a day.
You're still wearing something. You want people to respect you. I know that's a big thing for you.
I haven't worn a posh watch in ages.
That's posh.
Well, don't know, whatever. Like, I've got an Apple Watch is all I wear.
Yeah. Well, there must be a few floating around.
Well,
gym bag.
Yeah, but
bigger,
I don't wear
big
them.
Occasions. Yeah, I know. I'm the same. I like a digital one. Don't know how many steps I've done. Let me know my heart rate.
But even I did loads of black tie dinners like you do and dinners and stuff, and I still don't even wear a posh watch to those because I just prefer the Apple Watch, and it's like I'm not asked if anyone likes my watch or not, really.
You'd be rolling one out for Cheltenham with the bling. Get you with the bling.
Yeah, I'll probably go heavy hitter on that one.
I'm looking forward to that already.
I'm not yet.
Okay.
It's too, a day at Cheltenham is too much for me now.
Yeah, it is. That's why we only go once a year. So,
do you know what I think we might do this time? Instead of mucking around, like Powley always gets us going to some bar or something afterwards. It's like, no, we'll go to Cheltenham in the morning. We'll have a ruddy good day. And then when the last race finishes, we will get a taxi home and we'll be in our beds at 8:30 at night at home. Done. That is what we need to do. Not piss around going into bars till 2 in the morning thinking we're cool, because we're not.
No, yeah, we get the bus back, but then we end up going out and we get back to Cardiff. So,
I went out I gave it a bit of a dig on Friday night in Bath, which I never do.
Ah, you at the rugby, weren't you?
I went to the rugby and had a few drinks there, like just a few, and then went into town. And I was just like, in the end, about half one, 20 to two, I was just like, what am I doing, man? Like, get out of here. I mean, the same nightclub as like, it's a wicked spot, but all the Bath players are in there. They're in a separate bit. And I'm like, no, I don't. They're all really nice guys, but it's like, I don't.
I know. I'm the same.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be partying with them because it's easy when everyone's winning and they beat Bristol and life's good. But it's like, well, what if I've said the back line wasn't very good the last few weeks, or I said the scrum's not up to it and the lads walk in? I'm just kind of like, nah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
By the way, I went to see a bloke called Nick outside Bath yesterday with a couple of mates, and he's got an emerging Wagyu beef business. So I have got some Wagyu beef chuck that I'm going to make some chili with tonight, boy. So when I get off this pod, I'm going downstairs and I'm chopping it up and I'm getting it going slow. That's what I'm doing, boy. All right.
Slow and hard.
So low the dogs can't bite, fella.
I've got a couple of Field and Flower sirloins, which I'm going to cook up tonight. And I got a nice bit of ciabatta bread with some, I'm going to do some red onions and some caramelized red onions. I'm going to do a bit of, what's the black oil called? Balsamic vinegar. And we do some onions in that with a bit of rocket on top. Yeah. Maybe layer it with a bit of garlic mayo. And that's going to be my dinner with a bit of veg, some broccoli, some corn. Maybe if I'm feeling naughty, some sweet potato fries.
You bastard. Oh,
did nice. I? Yeah, I've it's also nice. Ordered all my Christmas meat from Phil. Oh, now.
Okay. So people think, by the way, people often talk about this as the Field and Flower pod. Field and Flower, just let's be clear. Field and Flower, we love. Field and Flower do not sponsor this podcast.
No, nope.
We probably quite like it if they did, actually. But anyway, what have you ordered? Because I've got a Christmas which is dotted around, so I've got to be careful I don't overorder here. So what have you gone for?
I always remember the best Christmas turkey you said you ever did was in the Traeger outside. Yep. And you said it was the juiciest. It's like a sponge. You could squeeze it and the moisture would come out. I can't be bothered to do it in the Traeger, but I'm going to do it in the oven. And I've also just got a massive crown. When I say massive crown, it's enough for six people, so it's not massive. I don't even know why I said massive. I'm exaggerating like you.
It's what you like. It's what you like.
I've got a rolled sirloin as well. I've done the rib of beef. I've tried a rib of beef from Field and Flower, but I really like the rolled sirloin. So I've got that. Then you got your standard stuff, your pigs in blankets, your pork, sage and onion stuffing. Your cheeses, your chutneys. So I've got all that. And then I've got like a few extra sausages, a few extra burgers. I've got a load of chicken thighs as well, because I'm thinking I might do like a curry the next day.
Yeah.
With the leftover turkey. Because I'm not really going to fancy another roast dinner after ending myself with Christmas one. And I've decided, because I'm obviously head of house, head of state, where I live. that we're going to eat early. So we're not going to have a massive breakfast. We're not going to have the old smoked salmon and scrambled egg job.
Right.
We're going to have a bowl of Special K, full fat milk, tastes a little bit better. And then we're going to have an early dinner. Then we can get into movies.
Yeah.
Playing with toys. And also, the biggest reason why is every Christmas, I have food about 3 or 4, eat too much.
Yeah.
And can't handle any cheese.
Yeah.
So, and I want to dream, boy. I want to dream big.
You want to dream big at Christmas? Yeah, a bit of escapism. Get away from your real life.
That's why I go out, mate. That's why I go down the pub. Escapism.
Okay,
that's tickled me.
That's
go on.
That's your plan. That's your plan to get away from your family.
Hit me with yours.
I won't bore you with the logistics, but basically getting back to our house at about 2 o'clock on Christmas Day, having woken up at my in-law's house on Christmas Day. So not going to have time to do a massive great thing. So what we are going to do is prep loads of stuff before we go, have it ready to just flick the oven on and go. But I need a reasonably quick bit of meat. So what I was thinking was a joint of beef, a fillet of beef, or...
Oh, yeah.
Or one of Field and Flowers rolled stuffed turkey crowns, which are already rolled, and I will have it ready to go on the rotisserie spikes, and I'll put it straight on the barbecue outside and rotisserie it outside on Christmas Day.
You bastard. I didn't even know they had one of them.
They do them all right. They got them. They got a load of them.
Oh, I would have had that.
I ordered 2 last year by accident. So I got one, ate it, and then like in June or something, I was looking in the freezer to see what I had, and I found this bloody Christmas turkey. And I told everyone we had steaks for dinner and I'm doing them outside. And they came back in and I said, it's turkey. And everyone was like, boo, no, I hate turkey. I only like turkey at Christmas. Everyone loved it, fella. Loved it.
Are you a sprout man all year round?
Yeah. Oh, I would, but I don't.
Right.
If they're on offer, sure. But no, not really.
I had my first Christmas sandwich last week.
Prêt à manger?
M&S. Lee Delamere Services. Had everything in.
Yeah.
Probably about 2,000 calories.
Yeah, but 2,000 good times as well. I still, by the way, haven't got a decent television show to watch. All over the place with TV, fella. Started a couple of things. 6-4 didn't really grip us, so we stopped it. Bodies with Stephen Graham didn't really grip us, you know.
Talking about gripping, have you watched the... Just joking.
you haven't got anything.
Peter Sutcliffe, one on ITV.
Yeah, watch that. That was interesting. But yeah, fella, I need something. That's amazing.
I watched a couple of movies. So as you know, maybe the listeners don't, I popped over to Hong Kong.
For
a couple of days to do a rugby festival, Kowloon. Spoke at Kowloon rugby dinner. And also spoke at the Hong Kong Rugby Union Long Lunch in partnership with Cathay Pacific. Thank you to everyone there, well, Martin Murray and HSBC. Well, thank you to Robbie McRobbie and Brian Rennie and Ewan Phillips.
Oh, that'll do.
For that. Yeah. So, but I watched a couple of things on the plane. I watched the one with Michael Fassbender in. I can't remember what it's called, where he's an assassin.
The Killer. Watched it. What? That's Killer. Right. I watched it this week.
Yeah, The Killer.
Thoughts?
He's a great actor.
I thought it was great. Really liked it.
Yeah, but he messed up in the opening scene, so I've got no respect.
Tommy! Ruin it for everyone.
I watched Tetris Flats. Watch that.
What?
Tetris. It's on Apple TV. It's really good.
Is it?
Who is the guy... he played Elton John. He's also in Blackbird.
Oh, Taron Egerton.
Yes, he's in it.
He's amazing.
Pretty good. It's about how Tetris was formed, how it was created, how the rights were won, and it was hugely during the Cold War between America and Russia. Really interesting. True story.
Okay.
So get on that. I actually really enjoyed it. Then I watched something. Just before you take off on an aeroplane, there is a window of about 10, 15 minutes if you've still got 4G where you can quickly look at films and Google their ratings.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of unknowns on there. I watched How to Blow Up a Pipeline.
Yeah.
Because it had a really high rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but not impressed.
Trust Rotten Tomatoes, mate. I found the only one I really trust is The Guardian anymore.
Yeah, well,
The Guardian gave The Killer 5 stars, which was punchy.
I know. Rotten Tomatoes is a lot like Budgie, Matthew Bennett. You can't trust him.
Can't trust him, mate.
For film or pod reviews.
Can't trust the fella.
And that was it, really. I don't think I watched anything else. I've been watching a lot of Deadliest Catch in the morning.
Oh, God. We're just on Bluey and Potato Head, whatever it's called.
We have Bluey. I'll tell you what I went to last night. I went to watch Shrek, the musical.
Any good?
At the Millennium Center.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it wasn't like the film. I thought it was going to be a little bit like the film. With a lot of the same music. It wasn't, but my kids loved it. My five-year-old really enjoyed it, even though it was quite late. But some of the characters in it were really good. Completely different to what you expect. Like, similar story about falling in love with a princess and Lord Farquaad. It reminds me of you. but it was good. It was mostly for adults rather than kids, because I saw Shrek the Musical. I thought, youngsters were like that. They like the film. But it's a bit more for adults, but still very good. Some very good actors, very good voices, great makeup. And Lord Farquaad threw a teddy into the audience during a song, and my little boy caught it, and he was over the moon.
Oh, that is bloody delighted. Lovely.
Bloody delighted. Bloody
lovely. Well done.
But it it was good.
That's good. I got some bad news yesterday, which was that the old Land Rover I've got that I'm restoring, I thought to myself, well, what you don't want when you'd restore an old Land Rover is one that needs a full repaint, because there's loads of body work that needs to happen first. And you don't want one that needs a new chassis or one that needs a new bulkhead. So I thought mine wouldn't need paint. It does. I thought the chassis was all right. It turns out it's not, but I thought at least the bulkhead's all right. It's not either. So I've got to do all of them. I've got to do all the things to this car. So I had a bit of a stressful night last night, Tommy, thinking, why have I done this? What am I doing with my life? Why am I spending my children's future on pale blue, like sky blue paint for an old Land Rover? Why am I doing that? But
eat cheese, mate. Escapism.
That's it. Bit stressful. Woke up thinking about it. Of course, this is optional. I don't have to do this, but when you're a car nut fella, when you're a nut, you're just in, aren't you?
Well, life, mate. You're pot committed now, aren't you? You're all in.
Yeah, I'm basically all in. Yeah.
Talking about chassis.
I could scrap the car, but yep.
How's yours? How's the Ferrari chassis?
I'm just thinking now, I'm meant to be at the gym in 35 minutes, which is 15 minutes away, and I've got to get a slow-cooked Wagyu chuck beef chili on for tonight. There's just no way, and I've got stuff on this afternoon. And every day off I get at home, I basically leave my wife with the kids to go to this meeting and that meeting. So I never have a whole day of doing nothing ever. And it pains me a bit. And you're like, today I've got one, but I haven't. I had a meeting this morning. I've got a pod doing this. Got a thing this afternoon with her, but it's got a time limit on it. Kids coming home from school, homework, dinner, laundry. It's real life, but it's like people say, if you want to go to the gym enough, you will. Yeah, my daughter woke up at 4:29 this morning and stayed awake. That's it, done. She's a really good sleeper. Maybe she's poorly, but 4:29, done. And I'm screaming. Like, that's when I woke up and heard her anyway. So I'm like, right, wakes up the big kids before they go to school. This is normal stuff. I know that, but it's like, took my wife's car in to the garage for the second time. I said, apart from anything else, the other stuff, the Apple CarPlay doesn't work. And last time I took it in, they rang me back and said, yeah, it does. I said, no, it doesn't. He said, yeah, we've tried it with a different cable. I said, if you look on your notes, it says, I bet you try it with a different cable and ring me and tell me it works. So, because every now and again, it will pop up and work. Have you driven it anywhere? No. Well, it stops working when you drive. I've got a warranty. Could you just fix it? So I've taken it back in today. And I think they've just left a voicemail on my phone while we're doing this to tell me that it's not broken again because I stopped listening to it, didn't get it all in. I think they've just told me it's not broken again. So I'm like, why? Could you make my day easy and just unscrew that panel and have a look if something's knackered? Because I've literally given you thousands of pounds for a warranty and you're like really, really resisting doing any work to it. Could you just do it?
Whatever you do.
The answer was no.
Whatever you do today. Whatever you do today, do not drive into the centre of London because I can see Michael Douglas falling down coming out of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just losing it.
Like, mate. Anyway, so I'd love to go to the gym today. I couldn't go yesterday. I had one of those days and I think I can't go today either. So
yeah, I set my alarm to go this morning. I had a call at 8 and then a call at 9, call at 10. And I got up at like 6. I thought, nah, it's not happening. No, I'll do it later.
You don't.
You know what? No. By about 7:30 in the morning, I'm winding myself down for the evening. So I've got no chance.
Yeah.
There we are.
It's killed me. I'm literally, as you were speaking, then I've just texted my mate at the gym and said, I'm not coming, mate. I'm never going to. I can't prepare dinner and leave in 12 minutes. It's just not. That's not how it works. And there's bloody, I've got so many bloody kids. I have to prioritize my family, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Even though, as I say, whenever I leave the house to go to the gym, I say I'm just investing in living longer. We're not going to do any rugby chat, are we? We haven't got time, or are we?
Ollie Lawrence, fan club.
Ollie Lawrence in the first half bath were amazing. Ollie Lawrence with Finn Russell is dreamy. Cam Redpath too, absolutely dreamy combo. Ollie Lawrence is just a weapon. Quinn's got really, really bashed by Saris. Saris were just outstanding on Saturday night at the Stoop. Just outstanding. Really, really dominant. Owen Farrell is the boss. He is the boss. Very, very good from there. Maritoji, mega. And then, of course, you know, we're looking forward to watching the Exeter game. And then we hear about what happened to Ugo Monya at the end. And
yeah. Yeah. Of course. Not good. Not good look.
Horrific. And you just there just isn't it shouldn't be happening. No one deserves it. Of course, we don't know anything about it. We weren't there, but we know what we read from Oogs, and it's just, it reminds you that, you know, without going too deep on it, reminds you that people like you and me, we don't, that's just never happened to us, and that will just never happen to us. And we're, no one's ever referred to, you know, we don't ever walk into an environment in our home country, because Oogs is an Englishman, like in our home country, and feel, I don't know, outnumbered. It's bloody horrible. And
that's your duty as a parent, is to educate your kids and to make sure they know right and wrong. That's the best. That's your sole purpose. Bring your kids up properly so they don't turn into horrible people. Into that.
Saying horrible stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's one of those things that
there'll always be arseholes like that about, always. But the more we can eradicate them and the more we can educate them and pull them up.
Yeah.
And these things come out, the better. Yeah.
Straight to the police.
It's right. It's full investigation going on because it should do.
Because I sort of think there'll be a load of like furore around it and all that sort of stuff. But you just think, well, once all the action stopped and action's been taken and someone's been found and this article's been written and it's died down a bit, you know, that still did happen to him. And it's, you know, it didn't happen to us. It happened to him. And it's really, really sad.
I hope he's okay. And I hope the investigation is able to be concluded and the guilty party is prosecuted.
Yeah, that's what we hope, isn't it?
Yeah. I would have given you a little bit of a debrief about the URC, but I didn't watch any. That's a lie. I watch Cardiff Zebra at 3 a.m. or 3:15 a.m. Hong Kong time.
Why?
Just couldn't sleep. Couldn't sleep, mate. Body clock all over. I said clock all over. The shop. Had a carbonara at 3:15 a.m. Watch that. They drew. Should have won it. But season, story of their season.
That'll do me.
Is that all info you want? Where are you this weekend? That'll do me. What are you covering?
I'm at Gloucester Leicester, actually, on Saturday. Great. What are you doing?
I'm at Cardiff Stormers Friday and another Welsh derby, Ospreys versus the Scarlets on Sunday.
Is any Welsh team playing any Welsh team a derby?
Yep.
Yeah, could be a derby more, weekend.
We have more derbies, though, because there's more. The way the games are fixtured, the way the games are scheduled is you play more Welsh derbies.
Yeah, and we had a derby weekend last weekend in the Prem, and I kept wondering, like, I'm doing this show for Premiership Rugby and almost actively taking the piss out of the fact that derbies aren't derbies. And it was like, right, we've got another derby for you now. Two teams that are 106 miles apart. It's like, it's not a derby. It takes 2.5 hours to get there. It's not a derby. They're just both west of London, basically. So they count as West Country. That's kind of it. But I do like the, as long as you can have a laugh, I like the PR around it all, and it's all good fun.
Speaking of derbies, mate, get on the Peloton. Yeah, 4 hours.
I walk the dog tomorrow. What was that?
Wobbly. It's my stomach.
Oh, God.
Used to be like this. Now it's not.
No, it's going, but we're losing it. I'm going to go and do a Wagyu chuck beef chili job. Yeah, all right?
Yeah, well done. I'm going to go and what have I got? I'm going to marinate some steaks.
I hope people are happy that we didn't do any rugby chat on this one, because people often complain that there's too much when we do a significant bit.
We shall dedicate one episode, maybe the next one, to rugby.
Shut up.
Leave some reviews. Let us know.
Maybe
give us your thoughts. If you tweet us or if you leave reviews on iTunes, we maybe with some talking subjects we can.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff.
Discuss them.
Yeah, oh, I finished reading a book called "Killers of the Flower Moon" because I wanted to read the book before I went to the cinema to watch it, which I won't do because I've got four kids, so I'll never go to cinema again to watch an adult film. And difficult one. This recommended by a few people. I found it to be one of the more boring books I've read in quite a long time, and I really thought I'd love it. So I might not go and see the film now. All right.
Yeah. Well done. Okay. That's a great way to end.
Yeah, it's not a negative. It's not a negative. We're on a downer. See you guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.